Is anyone on?
I am here.
Hey, I'm here. Okay. So I'm just going to wait for 2 minutes and I'll just wait for everyone to join and then I'll do a roll call and then I'll pass it on to Dale, who's going to chair this meeting.
Okay.
Well, we do have to wait for at least 12 people to be on the call before we can do roll call.
Right, right.
We will need 16 to do that, but as soon as that happens, we can move forward.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Cool.
And just as a heads up to everybody, this call will be recorded and put on the office website. I don't expect anybody to say anything, but I don't want you to be caught off guard.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Is anyone even there?
Yeah,
we can hear you. 11 of us right now.
So we're just waiting for people to join. We need 16 people to vote for this resolution.
How many
to pass? So we're just waiting for them to
perform. Hello? How many do we need to start this?
We need
12 people to start the meeting, but we need 16 people to vote.
Okay. So how many we have now?
We have 11 people on the call right now, all voting student assembly members, as far as I know. So if you do not have a name tagged yet, it would be really cool if you could click on your phone number and add a name next to it so we know who you are.
Click on my phone. Wait, how do I do that?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, but if you figure it out, it's cool. If not, it's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Osai, if you can tell me your phone number, I can actually rename you from here. So if you want me to do that, I can do that for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 347.
347.
841.
Mm-hmm.
2235.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can someone do that for me as well?
Yeah, sure. What's your number?
401-327-9321.
Also, who is this?
Sorry about that. It's Cuddy.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
We still need one more person to start the meeting, and we need about five more people if we want to pass the resolution. If you know where anybody is, or if you have contact with them, please tell them to be on the call. It'd be really helpful.
So we're literally waiting on one more person to start and five more people to vote.
Right.
That is correct.
But if we don't have 16 people, it's like we're not going to pass through.
Yeah.
Anyways, so
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I said five more people to vote.
Right.
Dale.
Hi, this is Dale.
What's the plan if we have enough people to start the meeting but not vote?
I would start explaining everything to everyone that is here, just so part of the official meeting and it can go in the minutes. Technically, everything that's happening right now is just 11 people on a call. None of this will be reflected in any official minutes because the meeting hasn't started yet. But if you want to ask any off-the-cuff questions now, we can go on.
So is the plan that if we don't have enough people to vote because we hosted the meeting, we can, after this meeting and after we send out the minutes, can we vote on it via email?
This is Varun, right, with the 937 number?
Yeah.
Okay. That would probably be okay, like we did with the election rules last year. Cool. This way there is a meeting. Resolution 1 was introduced. It would be cool if we could do it by email, and that way we can get it to President Pollack at the beginning of next week. It would be, of course, your responsibility. Yep. Great. But, of course, if we can get 60 people on the call now, I was assuming we'd go until 10:20 and then call it quits. But if we can do that, then we can do it all at once without having to worry about corralling everyone's emails.
Yeah, agreed.
So, Dale, why was it rejected?
You can see all that if you go to the Assembly website and look at the resolution, which I believe is Resolution 48 from the 2017-2018 year. And the way it works, which I kind of wanted to go over more once the meeting started, but we can start talking about it now. The president doesn't really have
quickly
the power.
Before that, I believe that I sent that email. I forwarded it to everyone on the Assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it, but it was complex.
Simply put, she has no power. The president of the university has no power to accept parts of the resolution, and there were four specific provisions that wasn't okay with the language we put in there. One of them had to do with athletics, where she didn't believe it was our responsibility to be overseeing the marketing budget for athletics. One of them had to do with fund positioning, where she thought it was an overreach in the way that we were telling organizations to essentially manage the accounts that they had. And the only way for her to reject those changes was to functionally reject the entire resolution. And the vast majority of the changes, which are in the resolution today, in the attached appendix to Resolution 1, she accepted. But she didn't. Logistically, the resolution has not been accepted yet, and we need to pass it today to get those changes in. Then once that happens, we can start negotiations with the Office of the President of the University to see if maybe she will accept some form of the changes that she returns.
Can you explain the edits you made to the fund positioning stuff? Because I feel like that the edits don't reflect the problem that we have at the cinema, and I don't want to like see the same problem happen again. That's how I put it in, right?
Right. And we absolutely do want to discuss that with President Pollack further to see if there is something that in there. But as of right now, there was no real way to do those negotiations over the summer. And until we get this passed, we currently don't have an Appendix B. Every single word, every single sentence in Appendix B is expired as of June 30th. So we have no power to regulate orgs at all. And what's really important right now is that we repass all the changes that she accepted, and then we can amend the funds partitioning language later. And I think with that specific section, it wasn't ever going to be something that's going to come up this year. So that is a long-term change that we want to put language in. But at least for, you know, today, tomorrow, next week, the next 6 months, it's better to put in the language that she accepted than to have no Appendix B at all.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So we're just voting just to have an Appendix B for the year.
And we are essentially changing the 2016-2018 Appendix B considerably, which was the changes that most of us who were on the Assembly last year voted on. If you're new, you are essentially voting to amend Appendix B. But all these changes were accepted nearly unanimously by the outgoing Assembly, and most of them were already accepted. Everything in the resolution we're passing now was accepted by President Pollack. So this allows us to have an active Appendix B and to make considerable changes that we've already attempted to make last year.
Okay. So how many people we have now?
10. We lost someone.
Yeah, we only have 10 essay numbers here now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did anyone tell you they weren't going to be there?
Yeah, four people told me, so I'm expecting everyone else to be here, which they're not. So, yeah, but the number I have is four.
I mean, like, if we don't have the people, it just becomes a...
I mean, essentially, that's what we are right now, functionally. It would be really cool if we can get 12 people on the call, though, just so...
Yeah.
...motion to introduce the resolution, and then table it, and then vote by email.
Yeah.
We just need more people.
Yeah.
All right, so not doing anything. Gonna shamelessly plug Michelle Wolf. Everybody should go and tell their friends to come.
God, I'm gonna be there.
Dude, I actually saw Michelle Wolf last week at Comedy Cellar.
Oh, really? How was she?
Then she was like the headliner, and then Aziz Ansari showed up at the very end. It was super dope.
That's crazy. Was she funny? She good?
Michelle?
Yeah.
I don't like personally like her type of humor, but like people do find her funny overall. Yeah. All
right, cool.
Evan, can you save me a ticket?
What do you mean save? No, I can't save you a ticket. Just buy it when it goes on sale.
I thought we were friends.
I don't have that kind of power, Joe.
I mean, Evan, he wants you to hook him up.
Just a reminder: this will be posted on the Assembly website at the end.
It was a joke, everyone.
We're not on air yet, from my understanding.
Yeah, we don't.
Oh, perfect. Then never mind. That's fine.
Well, it is currently recording in the top left, and the office is on the call. But I'm assuming they will start the meeting, hopefully the recording, at the point where we have quorum. But I don't know. It's a question for them.
Hi, Gina. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Also, just again, a life tip, don't say anything silly on a recorded conference call, whether or not it's going to be posted.
Right, so we're not actually one.
That's fair. My bad, Dale.
you know, it can be edited.
Okay, the people we are missing right now, they're Marco, Omar, Grace, Mafuza, John, Abigail, Ian, Debbie, and Savannah.
I just called Grace and she didn't pick up.
I'm also messaging people individually, so if they respond, I'll just let you guys know.
I just messaged Savannah, she's getting on. We have 11 people on the call, and Abigail is joining, so we should have quorum soon.
Did we just lose someone?
Yeah, I think someone just left. Let me just check who it is.
I believe it was Osai.
Yeah, you're right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, it's Abby.
Oh, hey.
Hi, I was struggling with this.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're fine. Is your phone number 917-580-16?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to rename you from
That's me.
Forum. So I'm just going to do a quick roll call, and then we'll start the deal. We'll be
who is the 347 number?
That's Osai.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm just going to rename. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call. Varun? Or
here.
Actually, Devita. Mm-hmm.
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Barbaria?
Here.
Shapiro?
Here. Here.
Harsh Vardhan? Is Brad not on? Hey, Brad, are you on the call? Oh, okay, she's on. Okay. Matulka.
Here.
Kebe.
Here.
Garva. Hey, Osai, are you on?
Oh, yeah, I'm present.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Lou.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Hernandez?
Here.
Okay. And Lim.
Yeah, here.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 12 people, so Dale? Hey, Dale, you can begin. We have 12 people.
Fantastic. I think I'll be introducing the resolution and sort of chairing the meeting. It'll hopefully be no more than 2 more minutes. We don't have enough people to pass the resolution. If that wasn't made clear, we need 2/3 of the assembly in favor. We only have just over half here. But for those of you who weren't on the call earlier, the point of this resolution is to pass all of the changes to Appendix B that President Pollack did not reject. When she returned the resolution about a month ago, essentially a month and a half ago, she had to reject the entire resolution. And in order to have any active guidelines in this part of the SA Charter, we need to repass all of the changes that she did not reject. Unfortunately, we can't do that here, so I think we're going to have to motion to table this and vote by email, but this call was required to introduce the resolution. Does anybody have any questions?
I just have one quick question.
Yeah, what's up?
So with the two bylines that President Pollack rejected, are we going to amend those, or are we just going to, like, forego those in the new Appendix B?
So we are not putting them in this resolution because the entirety of Appendix B has expired and we need to pass an active version. There were two changes she rejected and two changes she returned. Once the semester starts, after this resolution we're passing now has been accepted, we can go into discussions about whether or not there's any form of those amendments that she will accept, and we can add those at any time later in the year, but it's essential that we get this resolution passed as soon as possible to have an active Appendix B.
Okay, sounds good.
Motion to table.
Second.
Jaywon, can you just do a roll call of all the members present on the motion to table, just to make sure we have a majority?
Yeah, sure, I can do that. Devata?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Barbaria?
Yeah.
Shapiro?
Yes.
Harsh Faradun? Okay.
She said yes in the chat.
Mm-hmm. Matulka?
Yes.
Kebe?
Yes.
Garba?
Aye.
Helu?
Yeah.
Hernandez?
Yes.
Lim?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, we have 12 yeses to table, so the motion, the resolution has been tabled.
All right, before we adjourn, Varun, do you want to say anything to the staff assembly that's here?
No, I think, Dale, good job running the meeting. Excited to have this year start, and hopefully we can stay collaborative and engage in a fun time while we're at it. There's a few things that are coming up right now. If you've been on the Facebook page or if you've been sort of looking around at the meme page, you might have seen some of the commotion surrounding mental health. So if anyone has anything that they want to contribute to the conversation, I encourage you to talk to Joe. He's working on it pretty closely. And include me in that discussion as well. If we want, we can start a Slack channel, but there is a protest being planned and developed right now. So if you want to be involved with that, I'd encourage you to be involved with that. But otherwise, if you'd like to see how the FA can make changes in accordance with this particular issue, I encourage you to be part of that discussion. Aside from that, nothing else for me.
And I think we all look forward to seeing each other on Thursday. And there will probably be an executive committee meeting before next Thursday, which the entire assembly will be welcome to attend if you wish to see how that worked. And I think this meeting is now adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.